Hello, welcome to Dailies for Monday, February 6th. It's currently minus 20. I just gave the people in the video the finger, I think. Minus 20 Celsius. Feels like minus 30 with the old wind chill, but today is not a weather podcast, nor is this podcast a weather podcast. This episode of Dailies is brought to you, as always, by Feed Press. Visit feed.press/dailies today to sign up and try out Feed Press for your podcast hosting, RSS analytics needs. They got for Valet Migration. That's the word, right? Yeah, Valet Migration from your current podcast host. If you've got a podcast somewhere already to their platform, you can use the coupon code DAILIES to get 10% off your first year of hosting with them. So you get a great deal on that. 400 megabytes of file storage, lots of stuff that you need, everything that you need for a podcast. Get it into iTunes, get going right away. So my thanks to them. Visit patreon.com/iChris as well for a way you can support me directly with a buck or two or 10 or 30 a month and support my podcasting efforts there a little more directly as Kyle and I race to the finish here to get the new Good Stuff site launched, where we really appreciate your support, both my supporters as well as the morning show supporters. Like we've talked about, we'll have news on the Good Stuff Patreon campaign in the near future. So for this episode, I've got just some stuff coming for the next episode that I want to give you a heads up about for ways for you to be involved. But just thought I'd recap, since it's been a week already since I recorded. I do try to do at least one a week, and Wednesday has sort of been my ballpark day. And this week actually looks like I'll have at least two out. So kind of rains when it pours and snows when it blizzards as it snows outside. We had friends over this weekend, as many of you probably did, doing the Super Bowl thing. We actually hadn't planned to watch the Super Bowl. We forgot it was on. That's how dedicated and hardcore a lot of us fans are of football. But when we realized it was on, I kind of panicked because we don't have traditional cable. We don't have any sort of subscription like that. We do the Netflix thing and then iTunes and rentals and stuff, and then borrowing stuff from the library. So we don't have TV in the traditional way. But luckily my parents do. Both our parents do. And so we have access to their cable accounts occasionally, especially when they're not at home and stuff. And so I installed the TSN, which is our Canadian sports network, their app. They have one for the Xbox One. So I installed that on there and could stream the game away just like we normally would if we had the channel. So it's kind of nice that way, kind of on demand, literally, cable TV almost. And it definitely isn't 1080p resolution, but for most of us sitting around on a 32-inch TV while kids are screaming and throwing all sorts of other balls and hockey sticks around, it was good enough. The funny thing is, we, as maybe many of you did as well, we turned the game off after three quarters thinking it's done. Everyone's kind of headed home with little kids, bedtimes, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, if you pay attention to football, you're aware the Patriots rebounded one in one of the more exciting finishes to Super Bowl game in recent history anyways. So we kind of missed that, but watched the highlights and kind of just got the same effects. And with for the halftime show, we skipped Lady Gaga, which nothing, I don't have anything against Lady Gaga. We're just downstairs and showing a bunch of the bad lip reading videos, football videos instead, just to have a laugh during halftime. And afterwards, Sue and I watched the end of Black Mirror Season 1, Episode 1, which, if you've seen the series at all, we hadn't watched any of it, and that was the first one we got into. And, well, obviously, it's the start of the series, but first time we started down that series just to check it out, because I'd heard a lot about it. And after watching, if you've watched Season 1, Episode 1, and I'm sure the other ones are equally kind of disturbing in different ways, kind of needed to chase that with something. So we watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 3 episode just to have a little bit of fun laughter before head to bed, because Black Mirror Season 1 Episode 1 is definitely not something you just relax and go to sleep to. So little did we know we would be woken up for a few hours last night with our youngest has just a stuffy nose and gets very sad and emotional when she can't sleep in the middle of the night. And so you're kind of like equal parts frustrated, laughing, and just really want to sleep. And so, yeah, it was a bit of a long night, thankfully Sue would let me, somewhat unintentionally, I think I was just so tired, I slept in this morning a bit, so I got caught up, and so feeling a bit more energized than I would actually otherwise. So as far as what's happening on the next episode, I wanted to let you know, be aware of, my buddy Dave Rupert, who hosts the Shop Talk show, podcast, which I also edit for them, as well as writes blogs at daverupert.com and davidtron5000 on Twitter, and is a awesome designer developer guy with a couple of his buddies out of Austin, Texas. Anyways, he's had a little project ongoing for a while called Dave. On Shop Talk Show, they've used the hashtag Dave Goes Windows as the sort of project moniker. But basically building a, he's been a Mac guy all his life, or a good portion of his life recently anyways, and has been attempting to and has built himself a Windows computer sort of to like make sure that he's not stuck in one platform as a way to broaden his experience, that his own users of the websites and stuff that he builds, as well as the other developers he's giving advice to on Shop Talk Show, are using, to have a bit of a variety in that way that he experiences the tools and the sites that he's viewing. And also, I think, well, I'll talk to him a bit about it, but about, you know, doing a bit of gaming and stuff like that, sort of the fun stuff. And so it struck a nerve with me because I got my start on computers and tech on a Windows computer. It was definitely Windows in the school. There's some Mac computers there, but once, sort of in high school for me, getting a, figuring out how to, that I could build my own computer and ordering parts from a far off place and customizing it and getting them in. And then later on, I went to work in a computer store. I started in the Windows department and just helping people build their own computers and stuff like that, and advising them against buying a big brand computer for various reasons, and customizing video cards and sound cards and all that kind of stuff before I stumbled onto the Mac and fell in love that way with the Mac platform, which I still like. But just watching and reading and hearing Dave sort of going through this kind of kindled a lot of rekindled a lot of memories of days gone by fixing and upgrading and messing around with computers, and maybe a bit of, part of it is like seeing through my kids' eyes, like them not knowing at all how a computer is actually made. And I, like I said, I love the Mac, I love my iMac that I'm recording this on, and my MacBook Air that I use, and how it's just like sleek, slick, works. You get to do the thing you wanted to do, which, you know, whether it's checking your email, checking Facebook, or building a website or recording a podcast, you're into the tool already. You don't have to worry about customizing sound cards and drivers and all that kind of stuff. That's all awesome. But part of me wants to sort of expose them a bit to the guts of how a computer works, and putting your processor card on with some heat gel and onto the motherboard and connecting wires and cables and seeing how it all pieces together. But that's also expensive, and so I thought by way of starting I would talk with Dave and get reminded of the actual fun and frustrations of building your own computer these days in 2017. So he's going to be on the show the next episode, which is going to be recorded tomorrow, Tuesday, it's February 7th. So if you have questions or thoughts or stuff related to that, either for Dave or us collectively, I'd love to hear them. You can tweet them at me, Chris on Twitter. Send me an email, chris@goodstuff.fm, or in the Reddit subreddit comments field for this episode as well. Or the Patreon folks, definitely on the Patreon posting for this episode, throw some questions in there if you have about. Some of you probably use Windows computers and you're like, why would you bother doing that? It's just Windows. But it's not so much about using Windows. That's what Dave's thing was on the Shop Talk Show. But more the building the machine and customizing it and ordering parts and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of where and why I want to talk with Dave. So feel free to do that. And that episode should be out later this week. Thank you for listening. In the meantime, I guess, have a great day, great Monday, or whenever it is that you happen to listen to this. Thank you for your support on Patreon, patreon.com/iChris. And for those of you who need a podcast host and or blog RSS analytics, check out feed.press/dailyish today. Thanks for listening. Bye.